The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What you missed on The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
We have several corporate results to share with you today. Let's start with Keppel Corporation, an iconic blue chip best known for building oil rigs, but which has been diversifying in recent years. Keppel Corp is posting a 44% rise in second quarter profits, thanks to strong earnings from its property and infrastructure divisions. Keppel netted $246 million. Keppel has also announced an interim dividend of 10 cents per share for the first half of the year, plus a special dividend of 5 cents per share to celebrate the company's 50th anniversary. It's not all good news for Keppel, though. Its offshore and marine businesses lost $40 million in the first half of the year. Elsewhere, SATS, which caters to the aviation industry as well as other businesses, is posting an 11.5% rise in first quarter profits. And Capital Land Commercial Trust is posting an increase of nearly 14% in net property income. Turning to the stock markets, the Straits Times Index has finished up 1.1% today at 32.77. That's on the back of strong interest in Wheelock Properties. Wheelock's parent company has announced plans to privatize it. Wheelock shares surged 25% on the news today to $2.18 a share. Elsewhere, most other Asian and European markets are in the red today, and U.S. stocks are also set to open lower. KGI Securities' Joel Ung says funds are still clearly flowing out of Asia and into U.S. stocks.
If you're looking at the global on the macro picture, the U.S. economic data seems to continue to be going strong. The dollar has been strengthening. And as the second quarter earnings roll in, you can see that it is quite positive. You can see that their equity markets have been making new highs for the last few weeks.
So if you were to have to choose right now between investing in Asia or the U.S., which way would you take? We've been seeing a divergence in the two markets.
Yeah, I think U.S. is definitely a place to be over the next 6 months, whereas at least in the local markets, we'd probably be going a bit more defensive.
So we've been seeing tech shares, particularly on the NASDAQ, hitting record highs. Do you have any concerns that they're overvalued?
I think they're benefiting from several positive factors. I think as the second quarter earnings roll in, we could probably see a bit more clarity in terms of how the trade war is affecting their outlook for the second half. And that would probably give us a better sense of what to expect going into the next 12 months.
Joel, we know that Google has been fined a record amount, about $5 billion U.S. dollars, by antitrust officials in Europe. Do you think that will have any impact on Google's share price, on Alphabet's share price?
Yeah, in terms of the overall picture, I think it's a small amount for the whole company. But I think the key thing here is that increasing risk to all these huge tech companies, increasing risk from tighter regulatory environment in Europe and in America. So I think that's a key reason to watch out for these tech companies. Otherwise, their earnings are expected to be quite great over the next few quarters.
Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Joel Ung of KGI Securities.